This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
I was able to work with some amazing chefs who, at that time, fortunately, I ended up respecting more and looking up to more than the doctors that I used to work for. So when I really wanted to become a doctor because I respected the people that I used to work for in a hospital setting, I wanted to be a chef because these people were, they were heroes.
In this episode of Word of Mouth, Hoonie Kim takes us through his journey to his life as a successful chef, from deciding to drop out of med school to working in the esteemed kitchen at Danielle. He shares the experiences that shaped his career.
I was working at the canapé station, and one of the captains came in and told Jean-Francois, our executive chef, that this one table, there's a 10-year-old, he's not happy because the menu isn't really designed for a 10-year-old. And Jean-Francois was like, what did he want? And the captain's like, you know, McDonald's, spaghetti meatballs, da-da-da, da-da-da. And he turned to me and another cook and he said, you have 35 minutes before the entrees come out. We have tomatoes. We have meat. Let's make some spaghetti meatballs. So we went downstairs to the banquet kitchen, and in 35 minutes, blanched, you know, fresh tomatoes, peeled them, mixed them up, made fresh tomato sauce. We made fresh pasta. And in about 45 minutes, we were able to make spaghetti and meatballs for that kid. And I remember thinking, it was a pain in the ass while I was making it. But I remember thinking after it was made, after we served it, I was really happy. I was really proud that we were able to accomplish that. But then I thought, man, if I was the kid's parent, not knowing that, you know, we were going to be able to accommodate for their 10-year-olds. And they didn't ask for it. It's not that they wanted something else. It's the captain overheard the child.
Okay.
To be able to surprise the parents with a spaghetti and meatballs at Danielle for their child, something that they didn't even ask for, I thought I would remember that restaurant for the rest of my life and come back to it every time I was in the city.
Owner of soon-to-be three restaurants, Hoonie's experiences as a young chef have still not escaped him. From his mother's entrepreneurial dedication to eating his grandmother's food on a remote Korean island, Hoonie's very experiences have laid out the path to his current success. Listen to the full episode for all of Hoonie's stories and catch Word of Mouth with Leyte Su Wednesdays at 2 p.m.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.